Oh, yes, can I speak to Elute, please?
Yes, I'm Elute Feliciano.
Yes, this is Courtney calling from Neighborhood Housing Group. How are you doing today?
Fine, very good.
That's good. I saw that you might be interested in selling your property.
I was talking to an agent over there. I was expecting, he said that somebody's going to call me back.
Yep, and that's me.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem.
My wife just passed away like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
I don't want to leave no more the house, you know. I want to sell as soon as possible, you know. And the house is it's a great house. You can see online. They have full basement, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 bathrooms. Very, very, very good house. Big. I would like just to sell it so I can pay it off. So I can take something for me. Work out with something like probably 15,000. 20,000 is the matter with me.
Okay, how much is owed on the house?
The house is, I think, owed like 77.
77?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's see.
The house is very valuable, it's up in hundreds. I just want to work out at least 15,000 is fine with me. Thank you.
Okay. It's a single family house. Does it have a basement?
Yes, I have a full basement.
Full basement? Is it finished?
Yes, completely. And
okay.
They have a garage, and they have 3 bedrooms, 1.5 bathroom. It's like almost an acre of property. And what else I can tell you?
You said almost an acre, or how much land?
Yeah, our land is like almost an acre, just
okay.
a little bit less than an acre, and the house is brick, and it's in front of the Chase High School. So that's a great, very known high school.
Okay.
It's in
is it a brick house or is it vinyl siding?
No, it's a brick house.
Okay. All right. Do you know what the square footage of the house is?
I don't actually know. But I can. I think online that they know online. You said I don't have the papers on me. The house was pretty much the people put the house in state sale. I wasn't there at the time. I was pretty much separated from her.
Okay.
And they have all the you know. But the house is mine. You see my name?
Okay.
You can find that on the online.
Okay. Do you know what? Let's see. Do you currently stay there, or does the house sit vacant right now?
No. I left the house. The house is vacant.
It's vacant. All right. And how long has it been vacant?
Probably like a
2 or 3 weeks?
3 weeks. Yes.
Okay. Is the house livable as is?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And the utilities, is it city water and sewer or well and septic?
City water.
All right. And how would you rate the overall condition of the house? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
What do you mean? How is the condition of the house?
Yeah, the condition.
The condition is just great. Nothing wrong with it. This is great.
Were there any repairs or updates done in the last 3 years?
Well, I was trying to change the walls. Well, one of the walls of the hallway, it was unfinished because we separated. And the floor is floating.
Okay,
the floor is. But you know what?
I'll throw it away in the trash can.
Hello?
I'm still here, yeah.
Okay. So the flooring, I was ready to change it. It's not bad, but it will be nice if it will be changed, you know. But the rest of the thing is very good condition. Everything works, everything.
Okay. There's no how old is the roof?
No roof of the house completely. Everything is
no the roof. Place. How old is the roof?
The roof, I don't know. I bought the house like that. I don't have no. I only lived in the house three years. We just married 3 years ago, and she just passed away suddenly.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yes.
So the all the floors are level throughout the house.
Yeah, the floor they're all floors. What else can I tell you?
All right, and how is the house heated and cool? Is it central heat and air?
Central air.
Okay.
There's a good working central air. Very good. Working very fine.
Okay, good. All right. Let's see. Does it need any landscaping?
Landscaping?
Yeah.
I think so. Right now, no, because since you got to use a garden, because the weather don't let the grass grow anymore, you know?
Okay.
So it's stable, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And what type of floor coverings do you have throughout the house? Is it hardwood floors or carpet?
Wood. Hardwood.
Hardwood floors.
Yeah.
Excuse me. All right, and they're in good condition. They don't need to be sanded and refinished.
No, they're fine. The kitchen, and the dining room, they have that kind of floor that you put. How you call that floor?
They vinyl.
No, the other one. No, it's wood. But those long floors that you put together, the flooring, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's all. But the rest of the house, all the bedroom, all the living room, they are hardwood.
Okay. All right. And do you know if there's any foundation cracks?
No.
Okay.
So. We don't have no.
All right. And other than the garage on the property, is there any other structures like storage buildings?
No, everything is. I did a private fence in the back. It's all closed out, in a private fence. You guys can go anytime there. You let me know if the house is empty. I mean, they were making a stake sale on the house. There's still a few things around there, but that's another problem. I can pay a garbage and they can take everything out.
Okay.
If you guys are willing to already, buy it, that's going to be on me.
How soon are you looking to sell?
How what?
How soon are you wanting to sell?
How fast or how much would I want?
How fast do you want to sell it?
Oh, like today.
Like today, okay. What do you know about the local market?
Well, they said I don't know what about my market, but I look for in the house, and they said that house is valued in 110, but I don't want that. I just want to pay off the house, and if I can take 15 grand, 20 grand, I don't know, I said, it doesn't matter. 15 grand will be fine.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Have you heard of any other houses that have sold for in the area? Like, have you heard about what other houses are going for?
No, I don't want them.
Okay.
I know the houses around, but I don't pretty much put my eyes on it. I just really, really want to sell the house.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna once I get done with my questions, I'm gonna see if Larry's available and then get you a cash offer. For you today, okay? Alrighty. And is the house in your name?
Yes, completely.
Okay.
I have the deed and everything here on me.
Okay.
In case you need it.
All right. Is there anything else we need to know about your property that we haven't discussed yet?
I don't know. Oh, the house. I think 2 years ago, 1 year ago, I put a brand new septic, brand new.
Okay.
It cost me like four. It cost me like four, $12,000.
It was a new what?
Brand new. A new one. It's a new septic.
Oh.
No. You know what's a septic is, right?
Yeah, a septic tank.
Okay. Yeah, septic tank. I put a brand new septic tank because I do a lot. They made a good construction of site, and I paid $4,000 for that water.
Let's see.
But I don't want to gain nothing for that. I just really want to sell the house.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on a brief hold real quick. I'm going to get Larry prepared and to get on the phone with you and make you an offer, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, hold on one second, okay?
Okay, I will.
Are you ready? Larry
yes.
is ready to take your call. We'll go ahead and transfer you over, okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem, sweetie.
Hello?
Hey, this is Larry. How are you?
Oh, very fucking good.
Good, 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 good. I understand you've been speaking with Courtney.
Yes, sir.
Good. How did Courtney treat you?
Oh, she's
very nice. She's very nice. She's great. But let's see here. I understand you have property. Let's see here. Wow, it's a brick house. There is a basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's what?
It's full basement.
It's a full basement, yes.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, and the bed's finished?
Yes, completely.
Oh, nice. That's good. So so the property vacant. How long has the property been vacant?
Like 3 weeks now.
3 weeks? Oh, yeah. Did you just move out of it?
Yeah, no, I'm separate yesterday.
I'm sorry,
I separated. I was separated, my wife left the house, but and those she have our marriage.
Oh no.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Let's see here. So you're needing to sell it pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, I want to sell it. I bought it for her, and she can leave the house. I can leave it. I just want to go over there. I don't want to go there anymore.
Right, right. Okay, let me take a look here and see. Since it's vacant, you'd just lease it probably and get a little more money. I mean, it would take a lot more time, maybe 6 months to a year, but if you listed it, you'd probably get more money out of it.
No, but I don't really have to do all this thing. Yeah. I really, really sell it.
You don't want to have to go through all that?
Yes, I just want to sell it. I came here to make her to work. 2010, I met her like 4 years ago, and we married, and she died suddenly. I'm very sad. I don't want to, pay off the house. I have a property in Florida. That's what I'm
right.
Uh huh. So I just bought it three years ago. I did too much on her. I'm out of patch of the house. I really want to.
Right. Okay. I can understand that. And you've done a lot of work in the house since you bought it.
Well, work with the husband in there because we have two kids. We were trying to push them to the military, but thank goodness both of them left for the military. I didn't put much money in the house, but I put a brand new septic tank.
Uh-huh.
It was a very new one. I just did it, I think, last year.
Right. Okay.
They make a great construction from the
house.
And so I saw that door, motor, they can open automatically.
Right.
I was trying to fix the door, but we saw it in that time, and I left the house. It's just a wall from the hall, not a big deal.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How soon would you want to this sold and closed and get your money?
Just today.
Okay, today. Okay, I'm with you. And you're looking to get, I think Courtney said you owe about 70 on it, and you're looking to get about 15?
Yeah.
On top of that?
The house owns 77. I got there at least 50 out of the work on the 15 family. That's evaluated in hunting, but I'm looking for, I'm not into something for the house. I'm going to sell it, get something from me. That's it.
Okay. Let me see if I can run some here. Let me see.
Thank you very much.
You know, Elute, it's going to be a little bit of a stretch for me to do 85. If we could do something today and get the paperwork started today so we could close and get you money as soon as possible, would that be the best you could do today?
Perfect.
Sorry?
I'll be there.
No, I said, would that be the best you could do?
Yes, you're doing this.
Okay.
I do now.
So there's no way you could do 80? If we do something today?
Can you 85 and get at least what? Sooner if I have a card, get some, because any summer is almost 80, so I'm going to get a 5 grand. 5 grand is you offer me 5 grand to walk away. I mean.
Oh, so what you're saying, you want to get, let's see.
Can I walk over 10?
So that's going to be, now you said 077 on it, correct?
Right.
Okay, we'll stick it owed about 70 on it. Okay. Yeah, walking away 10, that would us at 87. Is there way you could do 85 if I could that happen today? And I'll pay all the closing costs, I'll handle all the paperwork, I'll pay for all your, I'll do everything. And you'll walk away with, 85 minus 67, you'll walk away with about 8,000. I'll pay for all the costs. You'll walk away with about 8,000.
Okay, that would be great. It works for me.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So let me make a note of this right here. Here's what I'm going to do, okay? I am going to transfer you to Joe in just a minute. And Joe, she's a sweetheart. You're going to love working with her. She handles all of closing transactions. She's going to gather a little bit more information from you so we can make sure we know how to get you your money and all that. And she's going to send you, I've got a simple, standard, one-page contract that is simple buying your property as is, where is, for $85,000. And we're paying all the closing costs. And she's going to send that to you.
Okay. I have nothing. The coronavirus.
Right.
They told me it was like 6 or 7 months, I remember. That's something that is going to come out on you. I mean, right there.
I'm not sure. What are you saying about the coronavirus?
Because this pandemic, coronavirus, the house, I wasn't mortgaged because they gave me a lease from the mortgage. You understand,
are you? Oh, okay, yeah. We'll help with all that. We'll get all that worked out. We sure will. We'll get the payoff. We'll get the payoff, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, listen, when you work with us, we make it a very simple process for you, and we care of all the problems that you don't have to deal with, okay?
Okay, that would be...
Okay,
thank you.
I'm going to transfer you over to Joe right now, and listen, Joe is going to take really, really good care of you. So do me a favor, whatever she asks you to do, you need to do it right away, okay? So that way we can make sure that because see, not only is this put some money in your pocket, but it's also going to help to fix your credit too, since you've been behind your mortgage, okay? Because of coronavirus, okay?
Right.
So it's to help you, it's going to help you to be able to have credit score go back up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll handle all that, okay? So hold on, I'm going to transfer you over to Joe right now. Whatever she asks you to do, you get it for her right away, okay?
Yes, sir.
Sounds good. We really look forward to working with you, and we're going to make it a very simple process for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, here's Joe. She'll be right with you.
Hi, this is Joe.
Okay, yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Good. Hey, I'm getting trying to work out the offer that Larry made you.
Yeah, I mean, you can go
see what we've got here. It looks like it was a cash offer for $85,000.
They'll be cleaned out.
Does that sound right?
July 1st.
Okay.
Yes.
So, July 1st. I'm so sorry. December 1st. So, So, you know, we could, so they'll be ready. But because it's a lot, I mean, do you want me to text you the address? Or,
and am I emailing this to you,
do you want
today?
Me to
yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, I can do that. And what is your name?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to write everything in here that you wrote down. And one of the things that you'll see on this, it lists in line one, it lists the full amount, the $85,000. And then it says there will be an earnest money deposit. This is something that we hold in escrow just in case something happens and, you know, we have to reimburse you for your time. It's not something you pay. So you get, at the closing, you get the full $85,000. Unless there's taxes or something that have to be paid out of the proceeds. Let's see. Today, today's the 23rd. We'll say you're going to sign that by the 26th. How do you say your first name?
Eliut.
E-L-I-U-T.
That's a very pretty name. I'm sorry, it's taking my computer a little time to get this going here.
They're
going to
go out and look at it.
It's sinking, though.
I mean, if I can get 2410 instead of 1900, I'd be happy.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending this out right now. It's going to come in an email from Candace. You should be getting it very shortly. Let me know when you see it.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you. Let me check.
Okay.
Something reason I cannot open my email.
It wouldn't open?
There?
Yeah, it wouldn't open?
No, it's not. Yeah. Do you have the correct email?
Well, what I have is... it's your last name and then your first name. Let me send it. My system was running really slow, so maybe it's just taking a few minutes to get to you.
Okay. What should I do with those? I have to take it out of those papers have to be printed, right?
No, actually, you'll be able to sign it right there on your phone.
Oh, okay.
Are you working on your phone or on a computer?
I'm on my phone.
Phone? Okay. Yeah, it should come up. You'll click on the email and it will say view and sign. There'll be like a blue box that says view and sign document, and you touch that and it'll take you right to the document.
Okay.
Nothing yet?
It's checking for mails.
Okay.
Not yet, Lauren. Can you send it to another email?
Yeah. Okay, I am going to be sending that here. I have a feeling he's probably going to be getting a bunch of them because I think the system is just running like a little bogged down today. So I just sent a reminder that should send to your email address.
Okay.
She's going to open the email right away.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting, would I be able to ask you a few questions?
Yes.
Okay. Are you married, sir?
Yes, I'm married. My wife, you know, she died so two weeks ago. That's why I'm selling the house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Is this the house you live in? The one you're selling?
I was living there, but I don't live. I was separated. So I wasn't living there at all.
Okay.
For a few months.
Okay.
Nobody's leaving the house now.
Okay. What is your forwarding address if I needed to mail something to you? All right. Thank you so much. Has the email come up yet?
Okay. He said yes. I think it comes out.
Okay. So you click on where it says view and sign.
The view, sign, and documents, okay?
Okay.
Then, it's coming down. Is this downloading now?
Yeah, then you'll do the date.
Let's see here. Okay. So the red flag point to area that needs to be complete.
Right. Yeah, it's just giving you some instructions at first, and so you just say, got it.
Got it. Okay, let me see. Hold on. Sorry. I'm so got it. Okay, now I got to zoom in. And there's sort of two places here that says date and sign here.
Right.
Date it. Okay, today, what day is today? Today's the 23rd?
The 23rd, right.
I can do that with my finger?
You should be able to just click on it and it will come up with a calendar. You can click on the date.
Okay, yeah, 23 is perfect.
Okay.
And then the sign, how should I sign with my finger?
Yeah, if you have a touch screen that you're working from, yes, that will work. Otherwise, there's a little thing that says type for signature, and you can click on that and
okay.
You can just type your signature.
Okay, I'm gonna try to sign it with my finger. Hold on. Wait. Let me try it again. Well, you don't make nothing here. I tried to sign it, but you won't sign up.
What are you working from?
Hold on. Let me open again. This phone is so slow. Give me a moment. Can you open again this email? Open it. Okay, open it. Just click here, the chief, the sign. Okay, oh. I think you. Okay, hi. Okay, I'm trying to sign, but it won't let me sign.
Okay, are you using your phone or the computer?
I'm using her phone.
Her phone? Are you able to turn the phone and it shows where you can sign?
Yes, right there. I can
okay.
It says the date, 23, done. And then when I'm going to sign here, I click it. Rotate to sign. Okay, let me rotate it. So I'm going to rotate the phone. All right, and then it shows me here.
You should be able to sign with your finger on a phone.
Click and drag to draw your signature. Okay. Click here. Okay, try okay. Okay, now it's open. Okay, now I can try to sign, okay? Okay, I got it.
You got it, great.
Yes, Elliot.
Great, and then you hit submit, and then you have to hit submit again.
I got the same thing. Apply. Can I click that one? Let me see, submit. You says here apply.
Oh, apply. Yes, yes. You have to do that first.
Apply,
you're right.
Apply. All right. You send it off to purchase, and then what? Submit signature?
Submit, yep.
Submit signature. Submit.
Okay, looks like it came through.
It came through?
It did. I already
okay.
got it.
Okay.
So I'm going to have Candace sign here.
Very great.
So, let me ask you a couple more questions.
Yes.
You're gonna. Well, first of all, I want to let you know. Any second now, you should be getting an email back with the executed copy of that, so it has our signature and your signature on it.
But there's some information I need for the closing documents, if you have just one more minute to go over a few things. Okay.
Yeah, the most you want.
Okay. I will need your social security number and your date of birth. Okay. Is there a mortgage on the property right now?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Who is the who do you have that with? What bank?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo? Okay.
Yes.
And you probably don't have the loan number with you, but I'm going to be sending you the seller information page, and that'll give you time to look that up, and you can enter it on there. Okay?
Okay.
But they will need the loan information, so that what they'll do with that is call them and get a payoff amount for the closing day. Okay, so we've got a little bit of time for that. I forgot to ask you. First of all, we usually don't have you come in for closing. You can if you want. You're in Forest City, so it'd be a little bit of a drive, about an hour's drive. So we can do it remotely if you prefer. Huh? We can just send a notary to you. Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, fine.
And I needed to know, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know of any other liens that might be on the property?
No, nothing at all.
None? Okay.
I don't have
no liens,
no.
Great. And is it in a homeowners association?
No.
Okay. Is this a rental property? I think you said no, right?
No.
You don't rent it out. And are you in active bankruptcy?
Oh, well, what do you mean about it?
Have you applied for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So that's all the questions I have there. And I am going to send this to you. We don't need to stay on the phone and do it right now, but I'm going to send this to you just like I sent that contract to you. And then when you're home and you've looked up that loan number, you'll be able to type the loan number in there and then sign it and date it. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Right.
Candace will be with you. Let's see, Forest City. Yeah, I know she's got a house to look at in Shelby, so she'll probably try to coordinate that with yours. Is this something you would want to be with her when she looks at it?
It don't matter with me. It's fine.
Okay.
I still have some things in the house.
Okay.
So they put the house on estate sale. I'm gonna pay for garbage and take everything out.
Okay. Is there a way for her to get in?
I know it's not.
Yes.
Okay. Is it so? What she'd want to know is how, you know, is it locked? Is there going to be a key somewhere that she can pick up and go in?
I don't have the key, but I have to go inside the window because I wasn't living at that time, and the kids of her, they're in the military, and they took the key with them.
Oh.
But I have the authority, I have the papers and the authority and the power authority to go inside there anytime I want.
Okay. So it probably, since there's not a key for her to use, she probably will want to meet you there if that's possible. So she doesn't get in trouble. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll have her give you a call then and set up a time. And hopefully, I'm not sure, you know, with the holiday this week, I'm not sure if it'll be this week or not, but I know she'll want to get it done as soon as possible. And you probably, sounds like you do too. So that'll be good. Okay.
All right.
Well, you should hear from her before too long. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.